What do you know? What all these brothers mean?
My oldest brother was Gilbert, and he was 18 years old when I was born. And he went off on his own and ran a farm about 4 miles from ours. My dad started him off with machinery and a car and a few animals so he could get a start on his own. And then my second oldest brother was Leroy, and he rented a farm, and he started off too with a few things from our farm to get going. But he couldn't make it. He couldn't make any money on it, so he had to sell what he had and go into the car dealership business. By the time he started working, machinery cost too much, and you had to really be rich. And you had to raise a lot of cattle and run a huge farm to make any money, so he didn't make it. And then my younger brother, Paul, he tried farming too. He ran my dad's farm, and he just got poorer and poorer, so he had to get out of that business. But my oldest brother made it good. You know, he ran the farm, he worked day and night, and he got a little bit more, and he rented other farms and got bigger equipment. And now he's got, maybe 2,000 acres of farms and lots of big equipment. And his son runs the farm, and he's doing real well.
What's he growing on the farm?
Pretty much soybeans. He's not raising any cattle. It's soybeans and the corn. He grows corn for Del Monte, and they process it, can it, and freeze it.
Del Monte has a special type of corn, isn't it?
Yeah, It's their own corn, and it's supposed to really be good. We've had some of the sweet corn to eat, and it's different, but it's real good.
Your sisters, what do they do?
Well, one of them married a farmer, and they're retired now, but he had quite a big farm, too. He raised basically pigs, and they lived down the road from us about 5 miles. He did well. But the rest of my sisters were like teachers or bookkeepers, did clerical work. One was a nurse, one was a music teacher, one was in a convent for the nun and taught.
What are your sisters like?
Mildred is the oldest, and she was 17 years old when I was born, so she was almost like a mother to me. And she married a fellow from the Western Electric. They were both from the Western Electric, and ironically, they were the people that bought our farm. So, and the next older sister was Denise, and she's the one that married a farmer. And the next oldest was Elaine, and she worked at a bank in Chicago. And the next oldest was Joan, or Sister Lucilia, and she was a nun for 25 years. And then she left the convent and married and had 2 children. The next oldest was Dorothy, and she was 4 years older than I was. She was a nurse, and we had a double wedding. She has 9 children, and we have 8. And the sister 3 years older than me is Ruth, and she's a teacher. She works in Milwaukee for the Milwaukee school system.
You said you had a double wedding. Your wedding was with her?
Yeah.
And
2 brides, 2 grooms. Dorothy Collins, Dorothy and Vince Collins were married with us. And he was in the Air Force. He was had a career in the Air Force. So they traveled all over the world.
Did you go to, what school did you go to when you were growing up?
When I was growing up, I went to the Naperville school. There was a Catholic school, St. Peter and Paul, and there were about 40 kids in the classroom. And I went there for 8 years, and then I went to Naperville Central High School, and there were 100 in class. And I graduated from there, and then I went to Rosary College in River Forest for 2 years.
Rosary College, where's that at?
It's in River Forest down there, just outside of Chicago. And I went there 2 years, and then I got out into the working world and made a little cash.
What kind of job did you do?
I did clerical work. Just worked in an office. I did some typing and filing and worked machines, adding machines, little of everything. And I worked for 1 year. And then I was married. And then my work really began. But no pay in that. Just a lot of reward.
When you were growing up, you went to all Catholic school?
Not in high school. The first 8 years were Catholic, and the next 4 years were not. And then the last 2 years were Catholic.
Last 2 years of high school?
Of college.
College,
yeah.
Rosemary.
In Rosemary, yeah.
What was, did you have a big church to go to? With all the farm families?
Oh, yeah, it was a huge church.
Uh-huh. What was the name of the church?
St. Peter and Paul, in Naperville.
Is it still there?
It still stands. It's real big. It's like a cathedral. Very pretty.
About the hospital.
What?
About the hospital.
By the hospital in Naperville? Not too far. Uh-huh.
When you got married, did you live at home or did you move away?
No, I had been at home until I was married. And then when we got married, I moved to the next town, Wheaton, which was about 8 miles from Naperville. So I was pretty much at home yet. I saw a lot of my parents. Together in the family.
Where did you meet your husband?
I met him through a Catholic youth organization, and we met at a bowling alley. We were both in the same bowling league. And we struck up a conversation, and it clicked.
How long did you take for your marriage?
Oh, let me see. I met him in December, and we were married in August of the following year. So, what was that, 8 months?
Mm-hmm. Was your husband from Illinois?
Dave was originally from Green Bay, and when he was 3 years old, he moved to Freeport. And he was there until he graduated from college, and then he moved to Wheaton, where we still live.
And what did he do?
He was an accountant. He was a controller and vice president of a corporation, Belden Corporation.
B-E-L-D-E-N.
He loved his work.
And you said you had stopped working after a year after you got married?
When I got married, I stopped working because he didn't want me to work. So I stayed home and made curtains. time, did odd jobs. Sometimes I'd fill in at an office, like a real estate office, for a short time, or help out at a store when they did inventory, but I basically didn't work.
So you stopped working, that was the decision both of you came up with?
Basically, yeah. I really wanted to keep working, but not that bad. And Dave said, absolutely no working if you're married. I want my meals on the table at 6. So I said, okay. Because that's what we did then. Nobody worked. We got married and we stayed home. But it's different now.
Did you plan a family? Did you find out how many kids did you want to have?
Well, no. Actually, I thought I wasn't going to have any children because the doctor didn't think I would have any. He said he thought I was sterile. So we were going to adopt 1 or 2, or take in a few foster children. And lo and behold, we had our first about 2 years after we were married, 1959. And then we had 7 more. So the doctor isn't always right.
So what are your children like?
What are they what?
What are they like?
Well mannered, they're quiet. They're accountants and engineers. The girls are all pretty much either accountants or into phys ed, fitness, math. And our youngest has a sporting goods store, she tells me.
Okay, what we're going to do is I'm going to take you through these 20 children.
Okay.
But we're going to start with Jen, who's the oldest.
Right.
I know that parenting in the 60s, 70s, and 80s had a different responsibilities.
Oh, they certainly have been different. They've changed just watching my children now. And the way I raised mine was quite different. I was more like my dad. I was very strict. And when he told them something, they listened, and if they didn't hear it, they got a little spot in the behind. So they were really disciplined, very good. But they were good kids. They minded pretty well.
What are some of the values that were instilled in you by your parents?
Well, I think love and support from the family was one of the things I got from them. We all stuck together no matter what, even now.